live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Makila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal councillor says there is a culture of secrecy in the HSC, which means there is no clear timetable for a permanent outpatients department in Letterkenny. It's emerged 30 students travelling from Kilmacrenan and Termon to Milford who are eligible for school transport have been refused a bus pass. Police believe last night's shooting attack on a six-year-old man in Derry was a paramilitary-style attack. And the MICA Action Group says it will field an independent candidate in upcoming elections if a redress scheme is not included in the forthcoming budget. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrier. But first to news, Dynamo says this month has been the worst August on record for hospital overcrowding. Nationally, almost 8,000 people were in hospital trolleys this month, 359 of those at Letterkenny University Hospital. Compared to figures from the same period last year, there has been over a 30% increase in the number of people awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is blaming the understaffing crisis on low pay. Meanwhile, a Donegal councillor says there is a culture of secrecy in the HSC, which means there is no clear timetable for a permanent outpatients department in Letterkenny. The Donegal News is reporting today that the HSC is paying over €197,000 a year in rent at the current facility at Scully Place in Letterkenny, which was commissioned in the wake of the flooding which devastated the hospital in July 2013. At the time, the facility was chosen as an emergency measure without going to tender, and it was envisaged it would be a temporary solution. Councillor Liam Blaney says at the very least he wants to see a timetable for a move to a permanent premises. However, he says there's no sign of that happening.
At the time, I questioned it. And I was told that it was for a 2-year period and possibly maybe up to three. And that was 30,000 a year, and that was a going rate at that time. Now it is almost 150% dear at nearly 200,000 a year. No time frame of how long it's going to be there for. At the time I felt it would be indefinite, and I still feel it's going to be indefinite.
You've made the point that there's a lot of empty space in the St Connell's campus, but it could be counter-argued that the St Connell's building is old, it doesn't have the equipment, it doesn't have the facilities needed for an outpatients department, and the amount it would cost to actually prepare an area of St Connell's for that purpose could well be prohibitive.
I agree 100% with you, Donald, but what we don't know is what it does cost to fit out the place that they're in. And I'm not saying the place they're in is not suitable. It's an excellent facility. But it's the secretness of keeping all information from you, and it's almost impossible to get any information out of them as far as anything's concerned there. And maybe the money that was spent down there, had it been spent in St Connell's, we could have a perfect place there, paying no rent, and have extra money to get extra nurses, whatever else required in the hospital that are getting.
You believe at the very least what we now need to hear from the HSC is a time frame and a plan for getting out of the temporary premises into a more long-term arrangement?
I believe that from day one, and we're not getting it. And I would like to think that we could get it, but I have no doubt whether we will get it or not.
It's emerged that 30 students travelling from Kilmacrenan and Termon to Milford who are eligible for school transport have been refused a bus pass. It's believed there was a delay in submitting applications, resulting in the vacant seats being granted to non-eligible students on a concessionary basis. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher has now called on Minister John Halligan to approve an additional bus in a bid to resolve the issue.
I've done this as a result of being inundated with calls from parents of the affected children in the Kilmacrenan and Termon area, as well as calls from councillors in that area. To put it very simply, there are children now amongst the 30, about two-thirds of those that have to travel privately to the school, they're eligible for transport. The 10 others are for discretionary. And what happened that some children were late in submitting their applications for transport this year, and as a result, those who were on the discretionary waited list were slotted in. Now, there's no point in looking back. All of those have transport. So not alone have I written to the Minister, I've spoken at length with him this afternoon and explained, and now put it in writing, my views, and I have suggested to him that there's only one resolution to this, is for him to give approval to Bus Éireann to provide an additional bus for the affected children, and that would resolve the problem. There's no point in procrastinating with this, and I would hope when he asks his officials to look at this on Monday that they should immediately come back with a pragmatic decision.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says reaching a deal on the border is crucial for an orderly withdrawal of the UK from the EU. Michel Barnier had talks with the UK Brexit secretary today and says progress is being made, while Dominic Raab is confident a deal can be reached by the October deadline. Michel Barnier says he's determined to make it work, but there are outstanding issues.
There's also issues of governance and the role of the Court of Justice, and of course the question of Ireland, which is, as I've said, a crucial point for us to reach an agreement. But we're working.
Police believe last night's shooting in Derry was a paramilitary-style attack. A 60-year-old man was taken to hospital where he received treatment to injuries on both his legs. Police say they received a report at around 11 o'clock that a group of young men with their faces covered knocked at the door of the house in the Ballymacgorty area, forcing the man to lie on the ground before firing a shot at him. In another incident, shots were fired at a house in the Ross na Gaillimhe area of the city in the early hours of this morning. There were five people in the house at the time, and although no one was injured, damage was caused to a vehicle parked outside the property and the living room window was smashed during the incident. Alderman Mary Hamilton is chair of the Derry and Strabane Policing and Community Safety Partnership. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, she says there is no place in society for people taking the law into their own hands.
They're only causing havoc and distress for the residents, and there's nothing justifies shooting people or taking the law into their own hands. If there is any problems they have with people, pass it on to the PSNI, because in my opinion, these people that are shooting are just as guilty as the people that they are condemning or suspecting doing something.
The man in his 60s shot in his leg in the Ballymacgorty area. That was at around about 11 o'clock last night. He's in hospital being treated for his injuries. And there was another shooting, also shots fired at a house at Ross na Gaillimhe. That was in the early hours of the morning. Random shooting. When someone shoots at a house, you could be hitting anything.
That's right. You could be hitting anything, hitting children. And this is going to put a terrible fear into the family. I can imagine them. I came through that in the troubles myself, and you don't want to sit anywhere near a window. And also, I sent my good wishes to that man in hospital, because at that age, I'm being shot in the knee. It'll take some time, possibly, before he'll be able to be mobile again.
Meanwhile, condemning the Ballymacgorty attack, Councillor Eric McGinley said there can be no place for men with guns on the streets of the city. He says what happened last night is in stark contrast to the positive developments which are ongoing in the area.
It's quite correct to say that the actions of those individuals last night do not in any way reflect or represent the views, the wishes and the beliefs of the Ballymacgorty community. We have had a very, very good summer in the new pitch and play park, and all of the different summer schemes that have been put together by young people, youth workers, the community association. All of that stands in very stark contrast to the cowardly attack last night.
But the reality is, people this week, when they think Ballymacgorty, they're going to think shooting.
The unfortunate reality is there is a small number of people who have access to weaponry, and that makes them dangerous. And the clear message has to go that we need to take the guns off the streets, and those people who are involved in using the guns need to be taken off the streets as well if they don't wake up to the fact that their actions have no support whatsoever.
The National Union of Journalists has expressed its grave concern at the arrest of two documentary makers in Belfast. The men were arrested this morning over the suspected theft of police documents relating to the Loch and Island massacre in 1994. Both men worked on a documentary raising serious questions about the police investigation into the loyalist terror attack in County Down. The NUJ says it's deeply worrying that police are focusing on the journalists instead of the issues raised in the film. The Manka Action Group says it will field an independent candidate in upcoming elections if a redress scheme is not included in the forthcoming budget. Thousands of homes in the county are affected by the defective block issue, but despite political debates, an expert panel report and numerous ministerial visits, the Mica Action Group say they have been left frustrated time and time again. The group's PRO is Eileen Doherty.
We have really handed responsibility for this very important issue over to political representatives in the county over the last number of years. Whilst there has been efforts made by a number of political representatives, a lot of it has really been talk, and we just need to see some action. So we've decided that unless we actually see some concrete action being made in the form of some redress, then we will have to feed the candidate ourselves, who will really have their primary focus as redress for affected homeowners in the county.
The finance minister says changes have to be made to the post office network in order to keep it viable. 159 post offices are set to close around the country. Many of them are in rural areas, 17 in Donegal. Fianna Fáil says this will affect the elderly and the vulnerable the hardest. Minister Pascal Donoghue says changes have to be made.
We have invested funding in ensuring that OnPost can continue to be viable. It has significant financial difficulties that it's had to deal with in the recent past. And the government is fully committed to maintaining a viable post office network across our entire country, which is why many of these changes are needed.
Over €1.6 million in funding has been announced for 51 rural communities across the country under the CLAR programme 2018. It follows an allocation earlier this year of €7.5 million for 240 projects. The funding will go towards providing safety measures, play areas and multi-use games areas for schools and communities. In Donegal, almost €185,000 has been allocated for a number of community projects, including five schools. Donal Kavanagh has more details.
Almost €185,000 in funding has been allocated to a number of community projects in Donegal, including five schools. Scoil na Siúlanta an Chumann in Clonmacnoise to receive €25,263 for a new footpath and lighting to Reelin Bridge, along with new fencing. €49,500 has been allocated for a new playground at Dunkaneely National School, while €27,315 will go toward a new sensory playground at Scoil Rushing in Dunloe. St Rian's National School Drumnacrush has been awarded €5,243 for a new climbing frame, while Welshtown National School in Ballybofey secured €26,508 to upgrade the tarmac football pitch with an artificial grass surface. €50,000 has been allocated for a new path to be built to the beach at Tulla in Clonmany.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest range of children's gear from Nike, Adidas and Puma. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time's the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
We start with soccer, Michaela. Fannharp's run-in for promotion continues this evening against Galway United in Ballybofey. A win at Finn Park and Longford Town dropping points against Cabinteely on Saturday would mean Harps are assured of a top four playoff spot. But if Longford don't win, a point in the remaining game would do for Harps, and that would include a trip to contenders UCD. Manager Ollie Horgan says Galway are dangerous even though they've got nothing to play for.
What I do think is that they've underachieved, and they'll be trying to put that right on Friday night. They've got serious players with the likes of Ryan Connolly, Robbie Williams, Mark Ludden, Owen McCormack, any of them. They're all Premier Division players, is what they are. They all played in the Premier Division and acquitted themselves very, very well. Ryan Connolly came to Ballybofey last year with Shamrock Rovers. Now, they have nothing to lose coming up here on Friday on the basis that we bet them up there in the last minute goal, possibly against the run of play. Jesse Deaver scored a great goal to beat them when they were going quite well, and without doubt they'll be coming up to try and put that right on Friday night, and they have the capability of putting it right on their day, to put it that way too.
Kick-off time tonight is at 8 o'clock at Finn Park. Jim O'Doherty will be there for Highland Radio live updates as from that kick-off time. Elsewhere in the First Division, leaders UCD make the trip to fourth place Drogheda, and basement side Athlone go to Shelburne while Wexford take on Cove. On to the Premier Division, Cork City will try and keep the pressure on Dundalk at the summit of the top flight. Cork host Sligo Turner's Cross, while Dundalk, who are beaten by Shamrock Rovers midweek, make the trip to Limerick. As for Derry City, they entertain Bohemians at the Brandywell this evening. It starts at 7:45. Derry have had recent good results in the Cup, and Ronan Heal wants the Candy Stripes to continue that good form in the league.
We just need to get a good run going in the league here, and I know what I mean. We've played four games in the last month in the Cup, and we've won all four, so we'll just keep starting in the league, but hopefully we can back on track here with another win.
Third place Waterford travelled to St Pat's 9-1, would keep them ahead of Shamrock Rovers in the race for the European qualification spots. Rovers go to Basementside Bray tonight. In the Irish League Premiership, all games will be down for decision tomorrow, Saturday. Among them, Institute will be at home against Dungannon Swifts. Institute have had a good solid start. They've won both of their home games so far in the opening end of the season. Also taking place at the weekend is Linfield in action. Or sorry, Glenavon against Glentoran. Linfield are playing Ards. Newry take on Cliftonville, and Warren Point Town meet Ballymena United. The Republic of Ireland women's team complete their 2019 World Cup qualifying campaign this evening in Tala. They host Northern Ireland. The match starts at 5:30. Donegal girls Tyler Toland and Amber Bart are expected to feature for the Republic in that encounter. Ireland can qualify for the tournament but are guaranteed to finish third regardless of the result. The NA Shown Football League action starts tonight with the latest round of games in the Charlie O'Donnell Cup. Alia reserves play Rosheny. Mavill Celtic take on Glenelly Colts. Buncrana reserves up against Quigley's Point Swifts, and Glengad reserves play Cockhill Youths. The four cross-channel clubs have learned their opponents in the group stages of the Europa League. Arsenal will face Sporting Lisbon, Karabag and Volskla in Group E. Chelsea's Group L includes Pauk, Bade Borisov and Vidai. Celtic face two more games against Rosenborg and will also play Salzburg and Leipzig in Group C, while Rangers are in Group E with Spartak Moscow, Rapid Vienna and Spanish side Villarreal. In Gaelic Games, Tyrone manager Mickey Hart has received the all-clear from doctors after 3 years of treatment for bladder cancer. The three-time All-Ireland winning boss has revealed that he was diagnosed in 2015 and has undergone three bouts of chemotherapy to remove cancerous cells. Hart says he has so much to be grateful for ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland football final, which is against Dublin at Croke Park. That, of course, is the big game of the weekend. The Dublin team is expected to be named tonight. Last night, Mickey Hart named Mark Bradley a corner forward for Tyrone, and their only change from the victory over Monaghan, Lee Brennan, will now drop to the bench. Former All-Ireland winner with Tyrone is Conor Gormley, and he is tipping his home county to take victory, but it's going to be all down to Tyrone getting the matchups right.
I think Tyrone's going to win. You have to be positive, I think. You have to believe. Don't go down to make up the numbers, like you're going down to win the game. And the matchup's going to be key on Sunday. You know, who picks up certain key players, like Kieran Kilkenny, who's going to pick him up. You know, the matchup's going to be massive in this game, like, you know, compared maybe to previous games or other games. If we can curtail their influence, it's going to be a big boost for Tyrone, like. So maybe Pádraig Comsey's been detailed to more previous players, like McManus and Mickey Murphy, and done fairly well in them, so he could do a job on Kilkenny. With Colm Kavanagh dropping back as playing a sweeper, leaving maybe Brian Fenton free, who picks him up or who takes him? He just seems to be certainly the man that can really pick his moments to influence games, and he's just massive at it. You also have Jack McCaffrey tearing down the wing. You have Brian Howard coming in as well. They're sort of maybe unknown this last year or two and been really, really effective for them. Like, so who details them? Do they pick them up, go from man to man on them the whole time? Do they drop off? Do they let them come at them and then pick them up when they get into the 65 or 45? So a lot of them things is going to be interesting to see how they play out. And but if Tyrone can maybe get them matchup right and really start driving at Dublin, I think that's where it's going to be the key.
Conor Gormley tipping Tyrone to lift the All-Ireland title this coming Sunday. Mayo have reportedly sounded out former Kerry boss Jack O'Connor about becoming their next football manager. He's also in the running for a third spell as manager in his native Kerry. But former Donegal boss Jim McGuinness has confirmed he will not be going for that job in Mayo, as he wants his next career move to be a management position at a soccer club. McGuinness says he's open to working in Ireland, England and further afield.
Really important that you know what you're getting yourself into, and that you know that the people that you're going to sit down with have the same vision as you have. And that's so it's for me, I'm very easy ozo in terms of where it is, right, as long as I feel that it's right for me and right for the family.
Our feature game on Saturday Sport tomorrow comes from the hurling front. The Donegal Senior Hurling Championship final at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. It's going to start at 4 o'clock and there'll be full live match commentary from that game as from 4 o'clock. It's going to be Burt against Setanta. Setanta, of course, the defending champions, having won Donegal and Ulster last year and just lost out in the All-Ireland Junior Hurling final. In golf, Rory McIlroy is one under par, 10 holes into his opening round at the Dell Technologies Championship on the PGA Tour. The world number 7 is 3 shots back from the co-leaders Keegan Bradley and James Hahn, who sit at 4 under. Joe Barr made a victorious return to the Race of Ireland to win the 10th edition of Ireland's toughest sporting challenge this week. Barr was the inaugural winner back in 2009. The 59-year-old Donegal man, who will race across America next year, arrived into Trim, completing the 2,157-kilometre trip in 104 hours and 3 minutes to be crowned the undisputed king of Irish ultra cycling.
No, that wasn't easy. It felt a lot of times that it didn't feel like we were going to win. It got to the stage where it didn't really matter. It was just a good fight. I think this might be my last solo in Ireland. And when we do race across America next year, it might be my last solo. But I've raced for 45 years every year, so it's time.
In rugby, it's the opening night of the new Pro 14 rugby season, where Leinster, the Champions Cup title holders, go up against last year's Challenge Cup winners, Cardiff. Now, that one starts at 7:35. Ulster will play tomorrow as they start their campaign in Belfast against the Scarlets. Irish internationals Ian Henderson, John Cooney have shaken off knocks to start there. Ireland's cricketers suffered a comprehensive defeat to Afghanistan in the deciding match of the one-day series in Belfast today. They were bowled out for just 124, and their opponents knocked off the runs needed with 8 wickets to spare. So it ended up being an easy one for the visitors there. One game in cricket in the Northwest season to see out the campaign. That's at tomorrow's relegation promotion playoff. It's on tomorrow. The winners will play in the Premiership next season. Ardmore will take on Ballyspallin to see who will play top flight cricket in the Northwest in 2019. And just one other piece of boxing news. The World University Championships start in Russia tomorrow, Saturday. Northwest interest here comes in the form of Matthew McCall from Dunlow, who's representing Ireland, and he's going to fight at light welterweight, and he's expected to see some ring action, be it Saturday or Sunday. The draws to be made tomorrow morning. That's it, Michaela. Once again, just to remind you, there will be updates from Finn Harps against Galway United tonight, as from 8 o'clock with Jeremy Doherty. Our next studio-based programme is Saturday Sport after 2 tomorrow.
Thanks, Oisín. And for weather now, cloud increasing from the west this evening with some patchy rain and drizzle developing. Tonight will be damp, misty and mild with patchy drizzle and fog and top temperatures of 13 to 14 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Donegal Council says there is a culture of secrecy in the HSE, which means there is no clear timetable for a permanent outpatients department in Letterkenny. The Donegal News is reporting today that the HSE is paying over €197,000 a year to rent the current facility at Scally Place in Letterkenny, which was commissioned in the wake of the flooding which devastated the hospital in July 2013. It's emerged that 30 students travelling from Kilmacrenan on Termin to Milford who are eligible for school transport have been refused a bus pass. It's believed there was a delay in submitting applications, resulting in the vacant seats being granted to non-eligible students on a concessionary basis. Police believe last night's shooting in Derry was a paramilitary-style attack. A 60-year-old man was taken to hospital where he received treatment to injuries on both legs. Meanwhile, in another incident, shots were fired at a house in the Ross Nagalia area of the city in the early hours of this morning. And over 1.6 million euro in funding has been announced for 51 rural communities across the country under the CLAR programme 2018. In Donegal, almost 185,000 euro has been allocated for a number of community projects, including 5 schools. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuit with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Shalin, the Priest Guilty Air Highland Radio. Be crinu fobli on Chikadinia Shah, con play a yenif eran flan omlucha, con ya offig and fushed ingidor at the ridge. Tasha Barty has service ye eg offig and fushed bunna yaka, August egan von vig, a cur conjeru gan will. Cillian sin go bhag for offig an fust na Derry Bogha con frastal ar an farrasta ilig a sin ama. Agus é fwy agal of ar Highland Radio anew, léirí an cóirio chondi Michal Colum magala aspag a chud gíama fwy'n chenyw agus cé chodhábachta agus atá sé don phobl tactaracht lager a coronúl gur wailofa na servisi a chosanch. Tunnel her an crinyw phobli on ag anad níf padraig tú cédanne ag a seachta chlog. Cor thús le héna d géige ag táisiir na scóblianana an seachtain seo ag garamscoil na manistre a malaúna ná. Cortar áhairt choraclam an teasta seoisirí ar fáil a riad na scóblianana, deanttar masúnú leanúnach ar an solaair le linn an céad tréimhse an éineid, agus is mar gealair éileh teismothra éitiúla a chuirtar an seirbhís ar fáil. Tás na hééis séisiúr uair na gníomhaíochtaí géalaige de chuid chóirle farmana agus an ómaí an ionad alainne na sruthaile an ómaí de chéadaine an cúige le den rí mana nóthair ag go leanaí seart le hithe ólais. Bé rangan na dása seanós agus set grúpa a ranaíochtta in géalaigh agus rangan na géalaige chuirtha ar fáil ag an ionad. Tuilliú ólais ag Struil Arts Centre .co.uk. Agus tionolthar an grúpa neamh Vrabus horol op Erigal a óchaid bliantúil in gí dóir agus chlachanéalaí an teachtain seo thugainn díirí leis an óchaid 2010 go leith euro a cruinniú de chathair na hí nachtaí eitiúla an airí chun sochar dá eitiúiltí ailse chun an áil Common MS Shir Chonal agus rangana uchathais an bhon bhag. I measc imeachtaí beartaithe don deirú seaartaine ba grúpa sléibhteireachta ag drapú an ngearigal ag a dá dhéaga chlog tróna de saharn seo thugaine agus ba ceiliríthe éachtaí ceiltí glasaithú an i rí an deirú seaartaine chomáid agus sin mo chuid sé eile go léir sláán agus barracht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, August the 31st. The death has taken place of Madge McLaughlin, Ura Brea, Malinhead. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 8:15, going to St Mary's Church, Lagmallen, for funeral mass at 9:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Jimmy Malloy, Clochwilly, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his home. Rosary both nights at 9:00, at funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at 1:00 in St Cronus Church, Dunlow. Interment afterwards in Mahery Cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Medical 3 Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, funeral director. The death has taken place in London of Patrick Anthony Boyle, Hillhead, Narran, Portneau. His remains will repose at Chauvelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, tomorrow evening from 4:00, with Rosemary at 9:00. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 to St Connell's Church, Kilclooney, for 11:00 Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. And the death has occurred of Mary McGarvey, Mean Corwick, Crawley. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with Rosary tonight at 9:00. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11:00 in Meanaween Church, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Family time from 11:00 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations are new to the Oncology Ward at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, undertakers.